Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you...
Oh, man. I was just showing Leroy. Leroy has got my new favorite hobby to do.
Hey, this dude, if you think he just trolls me...
What?
So you know all the... You know, you get the random calls.
Yes.
The cold calls. Right?
Yeah.
So he just got one.
Mm.
And guess what he did?
What'd he do?
Played Mike McDaniel. And so she's like, I don't understand. But he goes, and then he played another Mike. Finally, she just hung up.
I get so exhausted.
She just got, sir, I can't understand. What did you say? I can't. And perfect.
Was this on your personal phone or here?
It was my
on
personal phone.
A phone.
Yeah, they keep. That's the fourth spam call I've gotten during the show today.
But like, listen.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't get.
Somehow it ramped up after the election.
Once you say you don't have Medicare, Medicaid, or any of that, right? And they say, oh, sorry, you don't qualify. Why call me back from another number with a different voice for the same thing 15 minutes later?
I don't know.
There needs to be some type of...
What clip did you play?
Oh, I was playing the one where he was talking about throwing ice cubes at players.
Love that.
Right.
But he starts off yammering like he goes, and so I pause it and they're like, yes, go ahead. And they're like, I'm going to throw ice cubes at players. They're like, what? Yeah. And so then I go back to, go ahead, sir. I'm gonna throw ice cream at players.
and she just hangs up.
She's just like,
I can't understand you. Now, and first of all, here's the other thing. To all the people calling, okay, we know your ass ain't from here. I can hear your accent.
Some of them don't even sound like people though anymore.
They don't even like.
They sound like AI.
I
don't like that.
Listen, don't call my house. If I can't understand you, we're not going to have a good conversation.
I'm telling you, the Mike
How
McDaniel.
How do they know that you're not going to understand them?
I know because, that. Well, I know. Listen, I know they don't understand Mike McDaniel.
Listen, they don't even speak Spanish.
Can you send me the Socrates drop so I can play that for them?
They don't even.
What
they,
would Socrates say to that?
They don't. They don't even play. They don't even speak Spanish. So if they said, "Do you speak Spanish?" Right, I would at least think they're close.
Oh, I'd love to do this with the drop board. If I could do this the next call that I get today, I want.
This is what it is. The facts are the facts. You're the worst.
The room. You're the worst.
I'm wondering, as soon as I get one, I'm going in there by Marco.
Oh, man. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory. The Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Start off the show. We talked about this with the Panthers. They lose again 4-1 to the Capitals yesterday. They've lost 6 out of 7. But Paul Maurice, he's searching for things. He's searching for things. He won't tell us. He doesn't know what, but he's got to figure it out. So Cats are trying to find themselves right now. Dolphins getting back on the practice field today as you got Thanksgiving against the Green Bay Packers. The thing that I'm like, this is such a monster game and so much fun. Like, all the stakes are on this right now because it really does feel like, hey, you win this game, season's reset.
See, here's what I want, right? You're looking at the end result.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to just play the way they've been playing.
I'll be a grown-up. Just admit there's a game with stakes for once in your life.
Okay. Be a grown-up.
Just admit this is a juicy one. I want you to do it once. Say it's a statement game.
Can I just point out, of the two of us,
grow up, Peter Pan.
You're the most childish. Like, what,
dude? You sit here all the time with your zen and be like,
"It's not zen.
You're not Phil Jackson.
It's not zen. Why am I trying? I'm not trying to
be zen.
I just
want the process to be good at the game. Just say it's a juicy game.
I didn't say that.
It sounded like you were going down that road.
No, I said I want them to play a good game. Right,
that a boy.
Like, why are you assuming?
Mm-hmm.
That if the Dolphins play their best game,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to win.
Oh, they might not. They didn't against the Bills. They played really good against the Bills.
Okay, but that's my point. I would at least rather have that every game,
mm-hmm.
and take my chance with that than have a crappy performance.
But the thing is, it does feel like whenever we throw a lot onto it, right? Because the Bills game, I don't feel like the expectations in that second Bills game were that high. I felt everybody was like, we kind of know, because like, they've just beaten it out of you. And now, like, once again, we're like, we're starting to believe, starting to feel. I just don't want the letdown.
Every time you start.
I want one time the Dolphins to reward the faith.
Can I say this? I will feel like you feel when they get to 500.
Which is what they do with this one.
No, but you're getting that before this.
Mm-hmm.
I will get that if they get to 500.
Interesting.
Because 500 is a whole new ball game.
Yep.
So
shout out, by the way, to the Ravens yesterday, knocking those Chargers back a little bit.
So, but why are you so, like, you are so quick to call somebody a child while doing some of the most childish crap.
No, that's not fair.
Is fair.
I'm trying to say what it is, and you want to be here and be like, oh, come on, they just do their best. We got to be happy with that.
I didn't say that.
I need to be happy with the
win. I didn't say if they do their best.
Turkey Day. Tua's art.
I'm 1-0.
Now, remember last time Tua against Green Bay was on a holiday. It was Christmas Eve, and he played really great. And then we didn't know that he was concussed because all of a sudden he turned into the worst quarterback we've ever seen. And I claimed that he ruined Christmas. And I was really, I felt bad after that because I didn't know.
No, because, you know, that's what you do. You blurt out.
I didn't know that he was hurt.
You go off at the mouth first without knowing the reasons.
But I would like Tua to reward us with a great holiday against the Packers.
I think for this game, believe it or not, the more important aspect of this whole thing is the defense taking and putting Trey Lance in a situation. Not Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. What? Jordan Love?
Jordan Love. I don't know why I do that.
That was weird.
Yeah. Put Jordan Love in a situation where he has to make plays because has the propensity to throw it to the other team.
Yeah, he likes to zing it.
Right. So you can't let him feel comfortable. And that's now the kicker with this is, he has moved a little bit. He can move a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And those things have caused problems. I was watching a game last night, and you saw it was either Lamar Jackson or Herbert scramble, or they ran a reverse or something. And I saw the defensive end go straight up the field, and I'm like, coaching. He knows where he has to be. He knows what he has to do. He has to turn that thing in. But yeah, they got to put some kind of pressure on him. I like the way they put pressure on Drake May. He has a little bit more experience, so
yeah,
they have to change it up a little bit.
Better line too. Like, come on, do that, Leroy. Those are the worst tackles I've ever seen in my life.
The tackles, but I'm saying, what puts more pressure on the tackles is when you get that push-ups up front, right? See, because a lot of times what makes a tackle really good, the interior, you can't get any movement, so they can just push the guy on around. They don't have to worry about a two-way go. But when you have a situation where you're getting that push up the middle, that almost puts those tackles even on even more of an island, because now they can't get any help. And all the walls are closing in. So
El Bortre says Thursday night games usually Tua concussion games. Yeah, to be fair, I mean they were both concussion games. Those are the bad ones.
That's what we're doing.
Well, they were Thursday night.
Good news, he's playing on grass, soft grass. Soft grass. It'll be mushy.
Will it be frozen?
No, their field doesn't freeze.
But it's the frozen tundra.
It doesn't freeze. Do you not remember the story?
The frozen tundra.
Do you not?
Lambeau
field. Do you not?
Gridiron.
Why doesn't that field freeze?
Because there's coils underneath.
Thank you.
But so the frozen tundra.
Now, if it gets cold really fast, it still freezes.
Lambeau field. The gridiron.
Shut up.
He just wanted to say that.
The gridiron.
Gotta break their lamb toad field.
Damn.
It's a point.
Point for Tobin!
Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time now through January 2nd. Make it a December to remember. We got Dave Uncensored coming your way on Thanksgiving at 4:40.
Right. So I was telling these dum-dums that he was talking about my water felt like it was chlorine in it. And I'm like, yep. I don't use chlorine in my pool. I have a chlorinator, a salt chlorinator.
Yeah.
So I put that sound like a fake word, though?
I put salt.
I don't think that is a fake word.
I put salt in my pool, and it converts the salt to chlorine. So I can adjust the percentage of chlorine I want generated.
Mm-hmm.
So in the winter, I have to lower it because then your pool smells like chlorine.
Right.
In the summer, it's a little bit different. You got to raise it up because for some reason, all of the crap that happens in the summer with the rain or whatever, you got to turn the chlorine up. So that's all I was saying.
I'm gonna ask my pool guy.
I'll tell you what they need to chlorinate.
What?
The cesspool.
Whoa.
That is this college football system. It's a cesspool, dude.
Oh,
they
no.
just snubbed Cam Ward.
Which
wait, snubbed
here.
Him.
What's going on? Time out. Hold on.
Snubbed him.
Let me say this.
How that happened?
Let me say this.
Damn, chlorine.
I can't even be mad at him because he put the numbers there, and there is no reason why Cam shouldn't be there.
Oh, so you're saying Tobin actually has a case?
Yes, he has a valid point. Valid point. But he came to me with the numbers first before he
with
went
the
off
research,
on.
With the research?
Yes, with the research.
So,
I did ask him for the research first.
Oh, I swear, you can come look. I have the numbers.
No, I know. I asked him.
No, so they just put out the finalists for the Maxwell Award, which is most
usually the Maxwell
player.
Award winner.
It's like Heisman
wins,
Light.
Usually wins the Heisman.
Yeah, and so the finalists are, no surprise, Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty. And then quarterback from the Oregon Ducks, Dylan Gabriel. What? I'm sitting here and I'm like, Dylan Gabriel?
Now, can I also say this?
By the way, he's a very nice kid. I got to speak to him in Indianapolis. One of the bright spots of Indianapolis.
Oof, I was going to win on
him. I will also like to say this. Oregon is on primetime every week. The Canes are not.
They have not been. They've been king of the noon.
Sleepy nooners.
Right. So that might play a role in that too. But once he pointed out the numbers, I can't dispute his argument.
They are the number one team in the nation, right? Undefeated, 11-0, and he's the quarterback for them. But statistically, he's not having a better season than Cam Ward. Like, and Cam Ward's like blowing the numbers out of the water. Like, Cam Ward's is coming close to 3,800 yards. Just broke the Bernie Kosar's record. Dylan Gabriel is at 3,066 touchdowns. Dylan Gabriel 22. Cam Ward 34.
What?
Same amount of picks. I mean, even if you wanted to quibble over rushing stats, all right, Dylan Gabriel has 6 rushing touchdowns to Cam's 4. Whatever, dude.
What can you do? What else can you do?
What can you do?
It's the best performance in school history, and still it's not enough.
They hate us, dude. And that's with 2 Heisman Trophy winners included in that.
Yep. That's crazy, man.
I don't know. Again, the only thing I can say is that Gabriel's in our face every prime time, and Cam isn't. That's the only thing I could think of. Because, and this is what I hate about these things, is that you have actual statistics and facts to support, right, having Cam on that list.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like...
And it would be, you would have a harder time explaining to me why he wasn't than why he is.
Leads the country in touchdown passes. I mean, I don't know.
Terrible.
Rating higher. Whatever. Not surprising, I guess, but based on how things were going. But how many Heisman finalists do they send? Do they send 3? Is that how that works?
Or
is
no.
It, or is it 5?
It's 5.
Usually 5, right?
Yeah.
Probably be in that. What's the quarterback award? What if he wins the quarterback award? Could he win that?
What is it? Davey O'Brien? Davey O'Brien.
Is that finalist list out? Find that out, Frog Boy.
It's not out yet, is it?
I don't know. Dade South says maybe Cam can get Drake to Littlegate.
Davey.
I do not. Oh, let's see. Nope.
Oh, Kenson's right. Don't forget, Cam has a receiving touchdown as well. Great point, Kenson.
That's right.
It's crazy, man. Hmm? I can't believe that.
Hold on. Davey O'Brien Award.
Like, no disrespect to Dylan Gabriel. Like, seems like a nice kid, right? But that's like a, hey, you're the QB on the best team award. Not you were one of the best players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what that feels like. He's getting the Oregon rub there.
Yeah, the list hasn't come out, although he's released, or whoever's responsible.
Smith is saying it is out.
I see like
hold
a
on.
Great 8.
Hold on.
That was a great 8.
Oh, listen, it's crazy because it's all people that have won. Wow, Deshaun Watson won it twice.
Oh, are you looking like at the all-time list?
I just pulled it up. And
Smith is saying that it's Shador, it's Gabriel, and it's Cam.
Okay.
What does Smith know?
Schmidt is pretty good on his research.
he's a
jerk, but I will say he comes with the facts.
He has breaking news a lot too. Hate him.
But why?
Look at all the people that won this award.
It's us, dude. What do you want me to do?
All of them: Robert Griffin, Johnny Manziel, Jameis Winston,
but
Marcus Mariota, Deshaun Watson.
Dude, he smoked these numbers.
Yeah, of course.
Like, what do we? Uh-oh. What
do I? No.
You want Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, I was trying to.
We'll get it ready for you.
All right, we'll get it. Oh, yeah. That's it. If you call my phone and you're, I'm going to get you.
Waddle Baby Waddle says, Dylan Gabriel, wasn't he Tebow's backup? He's like 33. I don't think he's that old.
But he was at UCF, right?
He was at UCF.
Yeah.
He was at UCF. Just come on, dude. Cody says Cam had a cupcake schedule. That's the thing is like you're giving it to Oregon for Oregon beating Ohio State. I get it. They play in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The tougher conference and they're undefeated, but he hasn't had a better season.
Right.
He hasn't had a better season.
No.
I can't believe we talked about your puppy, Dylan Gabriel.
You take it personally now.
Take it personally,
wait,
dude.
But I got to imagine that when you were talking to him in Indiana,
yeah,
you didn't think he was a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Nope. I knew Oregon was good, but he had just gotten there. Yeah. Their coach was very unctuous, too. What's that guy's name?
Spell unctuous.
Ooh, this is good.
What?
You heard me.
You heard him.
Yeah, I got a break, huh? Okay. What happened to your camera, dude? I can't see you. Boy. Froggy?
Leroy kicked it?
Man, grow up. We have confirmed Schmeath and Schmolnick, by the way. He is right. The Davey O'Brien is also...
Did that get through?
Dump. Thanks.
Just turned him on, though. Not sure what he said.
All right. Oh, okay. I don't think I got through it either
way. Okay.
Just double check.
Just in case. Just in case.
Schmeath is right. The Davey O'Brien did come out. It is Cam Ward, Shador, and Dylan Gabriel.
I have to keep saying Schmeath was right.
Well, it was. I just want to make sure that we, you know, give props where props is due.
Give this guy props. I'm so sick of this guy.
He spent the entire show defending Drake.
Yeah. It's fair.
Who's got another lawsuit out?
Yeah! Here it goes!
Wow.
You know, we got to use that money.
More lawsuits than hits to that Kendrick Lamar.
Wow.
Let's mix it on up, huh, dude?
Mix it on up.
The Mix Bag is brought to you by Frog Boys Thanksgiving.
Oh, very kind of you.
We're going to have a...
I'm going to be in Orlando for that.
Fly patties.
Lily pads.
Fly patties.
Stuff the turkey with a...
Flies.
Fly stuffing.
Real mature, guys. Real mature.
What do you got today for us, Marcos?
We have discussed a lot, or we've heard Mike McDaniel discuss a lot of the upcoming game.
Yep.
One thing we haven't necessarily heard him discuss is his faith in his backup quarterback.
Oh, Fumbles McGee.
Oh, Fumbles McGee. Oh, never gonna be what we thought he could be. Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I don't even know if it was his fault, but just disaster just followed.
I mean, after a while, it's just got to blame him, you know?
Yep.
Mike McDaniel spoke on what he felt his confidence level was at in regards to Mr. Thompson.
Forgive the bluntness here, but do you trust Skylar Thompson?
Yeah, I trust Skylar. I think the situation this past game was unacceptable from just the whole unit. I think that, you know, from our perspective, I think across the board, that's not to our standard, from the way we came out of the huddle to the execution of plays, and then to give up points on an offensive play. And I won't get into the nitty gritty of, I'm not going to point fingers at a microphone, but ultimately that falls on everybody involved, including the coaches, that we can't have that collective effort that wasn't him just responsible for, but my reaction towards it wasn't strictly based on him. It was more of a tonality with the whole group.
I love the way a man who speaks like there's no ending or no beginning uses the word tonality.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Unk just kicked your ass.
Well, I said it right. I just didn't know how to spell it.
We had a couple of stabs at it.
Big word for me, dog.
Thank you, Tyler.
Old frog boy went at it.
Threw an X in there.
I just love it. I will say, that was a haymaker question from Mark. I love that.
Oh, you trust him? And what do you expect him to say, though? You know, no, I do not trust him.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the more words, the less you trust him.
Yeah.
Can we just look at the actions and see what the actions were and not even have to ask the question because the actions show how you feel? For example, Mostert fumbled twice.
Yep.
No carries the next game.
Right.
Do you need to ask about that? Don't the actions speak for themselves? Skylar Thompson, he goes in there with way too much damn time left. Like almost a whole quarter of play. Fumbles the first snap and whatever. Tua goes in. Do you have to ask if he trusts Skylar? Hell no! What do you think I put my starting quarterback back in the game? No!
Yeah, they usually say, you'll get him next time. Nope.
What? So why do we have to ask stupid questions when the actions speak for themselves?
I don't think it is a stupid question.
It is a stupid question. When you have the actions, you don't have to ask him the question. You see how he feels about it.
He asked you to forgive the bluntness.
Forgive my bluntness, but
I mean, was
Skylar Thompson suck?
Wait. That question was not as blunt as Mike McDaniel's response. Right? Think about this. A backup quarterback comes into the game for three plays, messes it up so bad, you put your starter back in the game.
Should have asked him if,
I would say this. Let's think about this. In all the times that you have watched a football game and the coach has taken the starter out in the fourth quarter, how many have put the starter back in?
Very few.
None.
Not none. I can't say none. It never happened.
Yes,
none.
I've never seen it happen.
You've never seen that happen?
I've never seen
that's
it
happen. That's had to have happened.
Never happened.
That's had to have happened.
I've never happened because, first of all, they never put him in that soon.
It's very early.
Very early. And it wasn't. It was a two touchdown lead.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, he put the starter back in and your starter's Tua?
Yeah.
Do you have to ask whether he trusts Skylar? I don't. You put a guy you take out to avoid collisions, you put him back in the game. So what are you saying? I have so little trust in the backup quarterback, I'm going to put my starter back in.
Woo-hoo.
So, do you have to ask the question?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Has to be.
No, you don't. You can see. You can come to that conclusion yourself.
Do you think, like, they just ask him, like, hey, do you have Skyler just flush that away? And he goes, flush? No, F that. Not flush. We're not flushing. No. No. No.
Mike Malone.
Mike Malone.
Angry.
Michael. Sorry.
Michael. Yeah, that's right.
What else you got? Oh, somebody said, unless you plan on releasing Skyler, do not place him on him the next, replace him the next play. If you want to win the game.
Yeah, it got dicey. We got to 60 points.
Yeah, that's what, no.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I got something from up north, but not too far up north. Up north in Florida, that is. Tampa.
Oh, okay.
That's where Shaq Barrett thinks he's going to be playing, but not on my watch, dude. Baker Mayfield had a little celebration there. Not sure if you saw he did the Tommy DeVito.
The cutlets.
He did it right in the Giants' face. And, unfortunately, don't think they liked that very much. And, you know, as a person who's seen a lot of people mock
score more than 3 points.
That's fair. But, like, come on. You know, you mock the waddle every time you do something. Now you're mocking this. Just let us do our celebration. This is Baker Mayfield on his Tommy DeVito celebration.
Tommy, yeah. He's a good dude. He's got swag.
Yeah, who came up with that?
Oh, I have no idea. I just see him do it.
No, but whose idea was it for you to do that? And when did you know you were going to do it?
Most of the times I don't know what I'm going to do, so there's spontaneous stuff.
That was just spontaneous? That was not planned? I mean, even your teammates got into it, too.
Yeah, you know, New York fans love Tommy here and give him something they like.
Are you Italian by any chance or no?
I haven't done a 23andMe, but I don't know.
What? Those were unnecessary questions.
Okay, that was a bit much.
How Italian are you?
Wait,
Baker?
So you gotta be Italian to do the Tommy Cutlets?
I was more surprised.
Hey, I wasn't a cowboy and I rode the horse in
Dallas. There you go. There you go.
Hey, that fella over there, he's doing a hop along. Cowboy are you?
Like, dude, I don't understand.
Is this guy a dirty
dear media. You understand, as long as you've been around sports, especially football teams, if your guy has a thing and the other team is winning, they going to do your guy's thing. Okay? When the Dolphins losing, if somebody scores a touchdown, you best believe they're going to do the waddle.
Yep.
So, why are you so shocked that somebody did Tommy Cutlets?
I'm waiting for Jalen Waddle to be like, I don't even do it anymore, idiots.
But I'm just like, why are we so shocked at these things in sports?
Who came up with the celebration? I'd be like, what? That's an unnecessary question. I'd be like, me? Like, what do you mean? You think I haven't? What do you think about celebration?
Tommy Cutlets did.
What I didn't like is when she's like, so you're saying you didn't think about this at all?
You didn't think about it, Baker?
This wasn't premeditated.
Can I just have some fun?
I just did it. I don't know.
All right, sorry. Maybe he's a Daniel Jones fan. Maybe Daniel Jones is his boy. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to rub it in Tommy Cutlet's face.
Would you sign Daniel Jones? And let Skyler go?
Feels like the Tannehill thing, right? Like,
what?
I get it, but...
No, but so Daniel Jones is young, though. He's been scarred. See?
What? He's been scarred?
Wait, let me explain something to you.
Mike McDaniel needs a new, new rehabilitation project.
There's different levels of this. Okay. Is Daniel Jones bad or the way they handled him and that team so bad they ruined him?
I don't know.
I think it's a little bit of both. He did fall over his own feet. You know,
I mean, turf monster.
Nobody said he was fleet of foot.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
What do you bring him? You bring him in for the QB sneak?
I'm just saying. Ooh. Like, I don't know how that works out. Now, I will say this. San Fran, they figured it out quickly.
I don't know. I'm hopeful, like, honestly, what I want.
No, you're not. Don't even say his name.
What?
You say, you hope Skyler Thompson works out?
No, I was hoping Snoop Huntley would get healthy and they could just have him as the backup.
Who?
Snoop Huntley.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know he wasn't healthy.
Yeah, and I think he's still dealing with the shoulder thing.
Oh, man.
I think. Because there's no way he shouldn't be the backup if they're both healthy.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I thought we even, like, maybe let go of him.
Who came up with that, Baker, and how Italian are you?
And his response, I haven't done 23andMe.
Boxed in.
That was good. Yeah. I like the response.
Like, but you, do you realize some of the questions that they ask, if you turn around and ask them the same questions, they'd be insulted?
Be like, how Italian are you?
Right? Yeah. About as Italian as you are.
What if we just start repeating their questions back to them? Did you think about that before the game, man?
How long did you think about that question?
Oh, yeah. We'd imagine if, could you imagine if, who was it whose mom got asked if they
Dez
were?
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant. What if he would have said, no, is yours?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Well, they didn't get drafted here. We don't know what it is. Maybe no. It was theirs.
That was here? That was a
yeah, it was here.
Jeff Ireland. Yeah.
Jeff Ireland.
Jeff Ireland.
Jeff Ireland.
Yeah, he stunk.
Isn't he now? No, it's not him. It's Chris.
I think Ireland's still in New Orleans, I think.
No, but I'm saying who's helping the Jets.
Oh,
it's Tannenbaum.
And
he was in Minnesota when I was there.
Spielman. He was with the Dolphins
too. Yeah. He left the Dolphins and went to Minnesota. He was in Minnesota for a long time.
He did a decent job in Minnesota,
yeah,
though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the Jets are hiring Mike Tannenbaum to find her.
He's
Rat McAfee got Aaron on today? Where's Rat McAfee?
We can't have Aaron on today. Too much controversy.
Okay.
It really isn't. It really isn't.
Oh, he's gonna have to
controversy.
They haven't had him since the fire.
There's only controversy if you think something and it's not accurate. What people are thinking about the Aaron Rodgers experiment is fact. There's no secret to it. Right? He has gotten old right before our eyes. I cautioned everybody on it. And there you have it. So he can stand up in front of people and say all the stuff that we need to do and we need to do and we need to do. But here's the kicker. We can't get any younger. And as long as we as old as hell, we can't fix it.
Anything else in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Yes, indeed. One quick one here. As we spoke on earlier, the Har Bowl took place for the third time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
With the same results.
Same results as usual. This is John Harbaugh on what he said to his brother following the game.
You're a great coach, and you have a great team. You know, and I love you. And he said, I love you, and congratulations. That was good, yeah.
Simple.
Simple.
What do they really say?
How brothers are you? How close are you, John?
I know they're very close.
I know they're very close.
Very close.
Look alike.
Definitely have had a lot of wrestling matches.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine? Does the older brother win?
I would think so. Well,
younger brother's bigger.
Jim looks like he fights dirty.
I'm telling you, their whole family's like that.
He looks like a biter.
Just think about this. Did you hear what John said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's my brother-in-law. I'm not letting him win ever. That's
crazy.
Yeah, like no.
I laid down my life for him, but I never let him win a football game.
Right. And you know what? And you know who's the proudest of both of them? The dad. They just say, yeah, beat the hell out of each other.
Do you think Mama Harbaugh's like, let him win once. Let him win once.
Nope. No chance. No chance.
Take a break. Miami Heat back in action tonight, taking on the Bucks. Plus, the Dolphins have made a roster move. We'll give you that update on your headlines coming on up.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.